Hello friends, this is the second episode of Basically What's Happening, and today we will be talking about the US-Iran war. Is it a war? Is it going to be a war? Like, is World War 3 really coming? Let's find out. So Iran has had a nuclear program for decades with US assistance under the name Atoms for Peace program. The irony, guys. And so what US did was, US provided Iran with highly enriched uranium that is used in nuclear programs, and it also provided nuclear research and technical assistance and trainings, and it was supposed to be a peaceful civilian nuclear program. But this thing turned into a international crisis in 2002 when a militant group revealed that Iran had a secret nuclear facility that can be used to make bombs. So at that time, Bush's administration put some economic sanctions on Iran, but that did not slow the advancement of the nuclear program. So when Obama came, it made a deal with Iran that is famously known as Iran nuclear deal. And the deal said that we will relax these restrictions that were put, and in exchange you will limit your nuclear activities. So the most important restriction that was relaxed was in Iran's oil sector. Oil is basically the biggest contributor in Iran's economy. So Iran was very happy, fine, okay, we'll not do anything about nuclear. So all this happened in 2015, and in 2017, the deal included that Iran's stockpile of uranium will be reduced by 97%, and it would never possess uranium that is, you know, enough to make a bomb, lump sum of cash, and they can facilitate their own nuclear program, or they can build their own nuclear facilities without US's help. He became the president, and he was very, very adamant about this being a nonsense deal. And although many critics did say ki if we are not relaxing the restrictions on the oil sector, so we are literally providing them obviously every coin has two faces, but for that particular time everything was normal as expected. So in 2017, Trump pulled out US from this Iran nuclear deal, and the previously lifted sanctions by Obama were reimposed on Iran. And when the sanctions on Iran's oil sector was reimposed, Iran's economy contracted by 14% in 2019. So a year and a half ago, Iran was exporting 2.5 million barrels of oil a day. And now, today, that number is down to 500,000. So that is a huge hit in Iran's economy. The oil sector was the backbone of the economy, and it faced a $25 billion loss. In retaliation, Iran bombed many oil tankers in the international waters near the US, and it also bombed some oil fields in Saudi Arabia, and it also attacked a US military drone, and it also attacked two US military sites in Iraq. But that was after the Soleimani. What happened on Soleimani killing was that it began on December 27th, okay, when an Iranian backed militia group in Iraq attacked a military group, and it killed an American contractor, and it also wounded several other US citizens and Iraqis too. This was a significant escalation in the US-Iran standoff, because so far damage was done only to ships and oil fields and military equipments, but there were no people deaths involved, harm was involved to the public. So Trump administration, what it did was, Trump chose to attack the five sites that was controlled by someone named Kateb Hezbollah in Iraq and Syria on December 25. And it killed 25 militia members and almost 50 were wounded. US will fight harder, you know. And obviously the Soleimani was kind of the leader, and he didn't listen, and he incited thousands of people and took protests. It was basically a warning from US to Iran that if they fight towards the US embassy in Baghdad on December 31st, and everybody was chanting death to America and all, they managed to set fire on the main entrance area and reception area. Although nobody was hurt, but US was very pissed off. So what US did was, and after this many people were worried that Iran will retaliate even harder and even more dangerously, and maybe the starting of World War 3 is coming near. Although the Trump administration was planning to kill Soleimani and some other people, as they are known to support terrorist groups in Iran and Syria, so they were planning to kill him. But killing him at this point of time, when already the nuclear deal issue was going, and it did triggered Iran, and everybody was like, why did he have to do it now specifically at such a dangerous time? January 3rd, Soleimani was killed to send a strong message to Iran. And Soleimani was like the highest high level official in Middle East, so obviously it is a big deal. And Iran retaliatory strikes did not kill US troops, but it did accidentally killed 176 passengers of Ukraine International Airline. So Ukraine International Airlines was flying by that area where Iran was going to attack that US military base, and that flight was also attacked by mistake, and almost 176 passengers died in that attack, and almost half of them were Iranians. So obviously Iranian citizens were even more pissed about this lying of government and general governance of their government happening in Iran at that time. So that is the story of the US-Iran huge protests were. It is quiet now, but US is expecting some major retaliatory action from Iran, or maybe Iran is not ready to fight with US. I don't know, we'll have to see. So it is basically the storyline of the US-Iran. This time Trump made some rash decisions, and yeah, World War 3 was being expected by the citizens, but no, I don't think so World War 3 will be coming, as things have peaced down. Let's make this world a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. So that is it for the second episode of Basically What's Happening. I hope you get it. I hope you had the patience to listen throughout. I'm not a good storyteller though. Okay, bye.